Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Feeling good, man.
You got to make sports quicker this morning because I have a Spumoni emergency, okay? I don't want you lollygagging through.
You got to go to the bathroom, huh?
Yes, because I wasn't able to do my normal routine this morning because we have family in town. I don't want to wake anybody up.
All right. Wait. So you're telling me you go to the bathroom so aggressively and loudly that people that are in the other room, the other side of the house, mind you, that aren't just sleeping, they're in a REM sleep, and it's 6:21 in the morning, they would wake up from you going to the bathroom?
I don't think I like your tone with that question.
What is wrong with you? What do you do when you go to the bathroom?
It's not the act itself that's waking everybody up.
You know, it's you and they're just screaming. It's bloody murder.
Attica. No, you know, you got the sink going and the flushing and the, you know, I mean, it's just the whole, it's a production. It's not...
So then you're telling me these people sleep so lightly that a flush of a toilet,
you know, I mean, it's an aggressive noise, you know, especially when you're sleeping. Like, you don't expect to hear a toilet flush when you're sleeping, right?
I'm just wondering.
Don't make me bring up your past, Hunter. All right. Don't you make me go down that path. All right.
Like, why is it so loud? Are you eating Sun Chip? Are you having, like, one of those Sun Chip bags in the bathroom?
Sitting on the toilet eating Sun Chip.
Do you have a bunch of loose, like, water bottles in the basement of some sort?
I like loud techno music. It helps the bowels, all right? it sounds like a rave when I'm using the restroom. I mean,
damn. When you said that, I was just blew my mind.
It's not the act, Hunter. It's the production around. I mean, that's not to say that I haven't before. You know, you eat Taco Bell 3 days in a row. That's possible. then it sounds like you're calling dinosaurs. You know what I mean? So.
All right. You know, what is going on with this guy? He's extremely.
Are you okay in there? Are you dying? I don't know. I'm fine.
No, just a normal routine, Kiki.
Just my morning Spumoni.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now that we've wasted all this time, I've had to explain myself. I don't owe you anything, all right, buddy boy?
See, sounds like it went away, though. You know,
it's lingering. I'm standing right now, if it makes
He's standing.
I got to.
You know what? You're pinching your wiener too for some reason. You don't have to. Can have that stance. You're up on your toes. Hunched over just slightly.
I have some beads of sweat on the forehead, and I am clenched. Okay, right, so let's.
Why are you biting your bottom lip? I don't know, but it helps. It helps.
Okay.
You're pinching yourself.
It's not getting any better. Let's do sports. Damn it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So guess what? You're hydrated, you're refreshed, everything you need on a hot summer day when it's hot out. Bud Distributing is good.
All right, we're gonna read this one slowly.
I will put you down.
Baseball. Let's get right into it, man. The adult website. That's a good way to start it, right? Strip chat.
Ooh.
This offered the New York Yankees $20 million to become the team's first ever jersey patch sponsor. The site is interested in having its logo on the classic Yankees pinstripes. Isn't the first time Strip Chat has attempted to get into business with the big time sports, as you say, in general. A few years ago, they offered $15 million for the naming rights for the Superdome in New Orleans. Strip chat. Dude, how much money are you making?
Strip chat, is that one word or two? Just for research purposes.
It's one word. One word there, bro.
Look at this. Strip chat. Free live sex cams and adult chat with naked girls. Okay.
It sounds like it's been around like the entire time, and they've made a lot of money over time.
I clicked on it. Probably shouldn't have. Didn't have that little green check mark.
Work computer, dude. You can't. Come on.
Nothing popped up.
Yeah, it's because you just got a virus. That's why.
Uh-oh. There's all sorts of stuff. You got similar cams, XNXX. That doesn't sound like a same website.
Something's going to pop up. That's for
sure. Oh, Pornhub. That's on here. Okay. Then you got X Videos. Classic.
Yeah.
Stripchat.global. Okay. X Hamster.
Yeah.
And then YouTube's at the bottom of it. So how much were they going to offer again? $20
million? $20 million.
Do you think the Yankees are going to do it?
Nah, but isn't that chump change? I mean, $20 million is a lot of money.
No, God, no. For a little patch, on a jersey, that's a lot of cheese, man. That's a lot of $1 bills. That's a lot of $1 bills from strip chat.
Yeah. They're not going to do it. Come on. There's kids in the stand catching balls from these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they did, though?
Speaking of catching balls, stripchat.com.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good advertisement right there, you know?
Boom. Oh, I wonder if he goes out with one of the Yankees.
Yankees. Stripchat.com.
Anyway, I think they should take
basically
it.
Basically advertising for him right now.
I think they should take it. I think they should take it. Take the money. Use it. Wow. Use it. You take the money and then use it for like a charity for domestic violence or human traffic. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I always thought. People got so up in arms about, you know, taking money from like places like strip chat or like casino money. You know, there's some people like, no, that's gambling money. It's like, well, how about use it then? For something good. If you have such a problem with it, take the money.
They should go after like a good Vegas team of some sort. Vegas has the Golden Knights, right? They won a championship.
Yeah. But is Strip Chat in Vegas though?
I don't know. It just fits the bill.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Par for a course. Okay.
Like if your favorite like player from the Yankees was killing it, you know, It's just baseball, you got to have a little bit of pussy in baseball, all right? I'll say it. It's always been like that. It's a take me out to the ball. You know, there's – you got to have that, and you can't just be throwing strip chat in the middle of it. It just doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying?
I think it'll work. Just send it to the Astros. They're a bunch of cheaters anyways. That fits theirs. Yeah. Put it on their jersey.
Anyway, interesting. Hey. Interesting offer, $20 million.
Stripchat.com.
You got your story?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if this counts as sports, but I don't know where else to put it. And you'll love this. This won't make you upset at all, Hunter.
Okay.
So guys do all sorts of stuff that most would say crazy, but this one is really nuts. Bob Salem of Colorado recently became only the fourth person ever to push a peanut up Pike's Peak using a contraption strapped to his nose. Salem put on what looked like a mask with a large spoon attached to it, got down on his hands and knees, and began pushing a peanut up the mountain on July 9th. He made it all the way to the top in just 7 days, breaking the previous record of 8 days. He did this to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the town.
How many days?
7 days. He did this, and
if he missed, would the peanut roll all the way down?
You know, probably not. You know, I don't think the peanut has enough weight behind it to, you know, really boulder its way down. You know, he'd probably have to go up, you know, okay. Go back to grab it, and you know, if it's on a trail too, I'm guessing he's on a trail. You know.
Dude, okay. Keep going. Finish your story.
I mean, that's it. He did it to celebrate.
So much to say about this.
He did it to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Manitou Springs, Colorado, which sits at the foot of Pike's Peak. So again, a grown man who pays taxes.
Is that included in the story?
A grown ass man who pays taxes, has a mortgage, maybe a wife and kids. I don't know of some guy that has kind of free time. He put a contraption on his face and pushed a peanut, all right? You know, like a planter's peanut up a mountain for seven days.
All right. Hear me out on this. Dude, that's pretty hard. I'm telling you, dude, your neck and your back's going to start hurting. 8 days or something, 7, 8 days, I don't care.
He probably took free time. He took time off of work, vacation days, to do this.
Here's why I'm going to vouch for this guy. It's because he's figured out what we figured out yesterday. He's figured out Guinness World Records. He's like, you know what? I can do anything I want. Doesn't really matter. They're making up records.
Here's the thing.
So I'm going to make this one up. I'm going to put this spoon on my nose.
You got it all wrong. He was the fourth guy to do it. Okay? There was three other people.
Damn it.
Three other people that at one point, or, well, let's go back to the original guy. Some guy
I'm just going to vouch for this guy.
I don't know if Manitou Springs, Colorado is real big into peanuts. Is the Planters Peanut Man from that? I don't know. But out of all the things, at some point in time, a human being was like, hey, I wonder how long it would take me to push a peanut up that mountain.
Stop it, Guinness. The Guinness Book of World Records is ridiculous. Dude, when did it become ridiculous? Remember back in the day, the Guinness World Records was like, okay, the fastest man.
Yeah.
Or like the, you know, like, just like the main cool ones.
Yeah.
You know, that are hard. You know, like, for some reason, when they started making the colored books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The colorful, like, full page. They're like, all right, we need to fill this thing up. So we need to start making more records.
Yeah, they just started accepting every possible stupid record thrown their way.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. Anything goes in the Guinness Book of World Records now. You can make one up right now and do it and get a hold of them. And if they accept it, that's their thing. Well, we just still got to accept it. Well, then you need to talk to your guys because they're accepting ridiculous world records. Should be a line somewhere. We're like, no, that's stupid.
I think we found the line. Is it
peanut up a hill from your nose? Dude, you're way over the line with that one.
I think we found maybe a good stopping point for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Damn it, dude.
So, guys, here's what I'm going to do, okay? Now, hear me out. I got this peanut, right? All right, hold. Stay with me. Stay with me. I got this little contraption that I made. I'm losing some of you. Stay with me here. I'm going to put this contraption on my face. I'm going to take this peanut that I showed you at the beginning of this presentation, and I'm going to push it up that mountain with my face contraption.
Yep.
What? Get the hell out of our office. We're done with you.
Here's the thing. It's taking away the value of the world record.
That's true.
So back in the day. So listen to me on this one. The fastest man in the world, all right?
Yep.
It used to be, that still is one, I think, right? Or used to be whatever it is. That's a feat. That's a hard thing to accomplish. And so you're at a party, and you're like, you know, I got a world record. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And then there's some other guy there who's like, yeah, I got one too.
So
I pushed a peanut with my nose up a hill.
Zion Clark, the former Washington High School athlete turned motivational speaker, is now the world record holder for the fastest human on two hands. Oh, that's guy running on his hands.
See, that's a... But it's still impressive.
He did a 20-meter run in 4.78 seconds, okay? So you got this guy who went 20 meters, 4.78 seconds, and then right next to him in the same book, a guy who
He's got the same medal. The same medal, mind you.
The same certification of authenticity from the Guinness Book of World Records. Fastest man on two hands, and then the guy who pushed a peanut up a mountain.
Up a hill. Right. You're taking away the value of the world record. Stop it. Okay. Done with Brent.
All right. Do you have anything else? Because
no.
Speaking of peanuts, I got a few I got to work out. So
there you go. That's it.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Nice. Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Well, good morning. 728 Brock Hunter.
Yeah. What's up? Get in sports report.
All right. Yeah, we got to get to sports because I'm sure Hunter has a riveting sports report for
us. I got a ridiculous story here for you.
All right.
This is great.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I'm thirsty. Well, we're stocked up. Bud Distributing. Boom.
Soccer, going right into it. This is a great story, dude. Just hear me out here. A professional soccer player in Argentina had to be carted off the field after being hit in the face with a fish.
It's in the face. Wait, hold on. I got distracted there.
Let me re-say it again. A professional soccer player in Argentina had to be carted off the field after being hit in the face with a fish. Here it comes. Dude, everybody's going nuts. And all of a sudden, this thing comes flying out of the stands. Slow motion. Wham! Right in the face. Right in the face. His name's Leandro Fernandez. He plays forward for Independiente. He fell to the ground after being hit. Apparently wincing in pain. In pain.
What kind of fish was it?
They didn't say. Apparently wincing in pain, or maybe because of embarrassment, he stayed there for a long time after being carted off of the field. The fish was apparently thrown by a fan of the opposing team. Slow motion. Here it comes, dude. Here it comes. Oh, God. He can't get away from it.
Oh, no, I hit the wrong button.
Dude, so, okay, let me break this down. Every year we do like these like snow games, right? And in part of these snow games, there's a fish toss. And dude, it is so hard to throw this fish. You think you grab this thing, you think you watch it, and you're like, dude, I could launch that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, fish, they're slippery. You can't get a good grip. There's no corners, really.
If you're throwing a fish, if for some reason, folks, you have to throw a fish, okay, don't grab it by the tail. Don't grab it by the side. You got to grab it by the gills, all right?
See, it's the frozen fish toss, though, is what we do. So it's just one big solid block of fish.
Yeah.
Can't really open the gills up. You know what I'm saying? This guy probably had it by the gills.
Yeah. Probably just did like a sidearm gill throw.
See, I always thought like the hammer toss would be the way to toss it, you know?
Shot put the fish.
No, hammer toss. Grab it by the gills and just start whirling around, dude.
So both gills. So basically like it's facing
both gills. You get that centripetal force going, dude, and you let that thing go at the right time and all then that song comes on, dude. There you go.
God.
What a story, though.
I love it.
You don't hear that too often.
No.
Player hit in the face with a fish.
All right. I love it.
He died 2 days.
Finally, soccer we're talking about. I'll take it.
Yeah, there we go. You said you had a ridiculous story, too.
Oh, my God. The audacity of this man. The audacity of Jimmy Gongichi Garoppolo.
Oh, yes. Jimmy Gongichi.
So, apparently.
Gonna get you, Brock. Gonna get you.
Jimmy Garoppolo. All right. Not the 49ers. Jimmy gonna get you, Garoppolo.
He gonna get you.
Has asked for a trade to another team.
Come on, let it be Green Bay. Come on, please. God, now, let it be Green Bay.
If another team wants him, they take on his $24.2 million salary, but could renegotiate with him on that number. Jimmy has been recovering from surgery on his throwing shoulder. CBS Sports NFL reporter Jonathan Jones tells us other teams may be interested in him now that he has recovered from the surgery. The audacity of Jimmy Garoppolo to say, you know what, 49ers, I think I want to trade. Jimmy, they have held on to you for years, including your mega injury where you almost died, all right?
Here's what's going on. They had a meeting, all right? Jimmy and the 49ers had a meeting, and 49ers like, hey, you know what? We're not going to let you go because it looks bad. So we're going to, thank you for what you've done, but hey, just say that you're going to make it better on your end, but we're parting ways here. I think that's what's going on.
No, you know what it is? This is honestly what they did.
He just thinks he's really good.
The audacity. This is how the meeting went, all right? They sat down, all right? They're at the 49ers head office, okay? They're at the 49ers, and they're sitting there. You got the owner and the GM. You got the head coach, some assistant coach, the quarterback coach, and then you have Jimmy. And this is what the coach says to Jimmy Garoppolo.
What would you say you do here?
That's The only thing I could think to say.
Hey, exactly you do here.
Dude, this last season, there was a game, and actually it might have been against the Packers, where they just pan over to Jimmy Garoppolo, and luckily the defense, like, saved him. And the look on his face was like, I got saved again. Like, it just, the look on his face.
You're still hurting from that Packer
that guy
loss.
Has won more games.
See?
Just because Jimmy, he was in the right place at the right time.
He's not going to get you, Brock. He got you. Jimmy got you. Garoppolo.
What would you say?
That hurts.
Yeah, Jimmy. What would you say you do here at the 49? The audacity of this man who has been carried. Who has been literally carried because he broke his leg.
Nah,
he,
come on. He's a great quarterback. He's a great looking guy.
No.
He's got commercial deals.
Jimmy's, I think he hit the nail on the head. It's because he's an attractive guy. He's made it as
guy,
far.
Dude.
He's as, he was brought a good looking youngster and every, they always take the good looking guys and they make them quarterbacks. All right. That's what they do. And then his life is easy. He probably just skated through high school, somehow got into college, made it through there. And then somehow got to the 49ers. And even after breaking his leg and sitting out for almost 2 years,
smile through it, dude. Smile through it. He's fine.
Jimmy,
hey, you know what? Breaking news. 49ers trade. Jimmy gonna get you Garoppolo to the Green Bay Packers to replace Aaron Rodgers. Dude, what would you do?
If Aaron retired, I would just quit watching the Packers. I would just quit. Actually, no, because there's something about Jimmy that when he's there, everyone else has to play harder to make up for
and
his
they
lack
start
of
winning.
Yeah, and then they start winning. So you know what? Maybe bring him over here and let him just sit there with his goofy, good-looking smile on the sidelines, and we'll just keep winning games somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Hey, he wins NFC championships. Just saying.
What would you say you do here?
The audacity of Jimmy Garoppolo. All right.
Just jealous.
Man, oh, man. That's all I got.
He going to get you.
He going to get you. Jimmy going to get you.
He going to get you, Garoppolo. That's all I got, too, man. It's kind of a ridiculous sports this morning, but we both got our rants out, right?
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
The audacity.
Brock and Hunter.